My name is Vibhav. Like Taradish told said that we are from IIIT Hyderabad, and we have a unique course. Our lab is called Center for Exact Humanities, and we have a unique course where we do BTech in Computer Science and MS in Exact Humanities. So this is kind of unique because we work on the confluence of humanities and computer science. So we have all these technical courses which say algorithms, OS and all that, graphics and everything. And parallel to that, we have courses such as, classical text reading of Greek ideologies and thought, and, courses like ontology. So, and all of these things. We have gotten a lot of chances to, work with local artist communities, and here also there's when you will go to the center room, there you'll find a lot of, paintings, Patachitra paintings. So, and you'd find the artist, he'll explain you, he'll sing you about the whole painting and everything. So we have gotten a chance to work with them and use computer science in a way that, you can benefit people in general and help out any way, any which way, ever way, because computers in general have changed the, way we look at things and we interact with, people around. So that's about it. And about water, well, I have only good memories about with water, so like I'd probably pass it around. So
Okay, where are you from?
actually, I am from,
Vibha, Vibha, okay.
yeah, I was born in Gurgaon, but then I went to Chhattisgarh, and there's a place called Korba.
Korba,
Yeah, so I've stayed there, and it was, although it's a mining city and there are huge electric plants and all, there are a lot of good water bodies too. So, and that's where we went to out for picnic. So, and apart from that, I've gone around, to Himachal and Kodaikanal and places like that, where there are good waterfalls, fresh waters, and places like Hampi where there are huge lakes, beautiful lakes. So that's about it.
Can you give us some examples of how you linked your computer into social things like
See, just one example would be I went to this place called Raghurajpur. It's in Orissa, and there are the 80 to 90% of the population there is, employed in some or other kind of art form. Like they have a traditional dance form called Gotipua, which was the origin of Odissi. So what we did there, we invited one of these artists to our lab, and we use Kinect, Microsoft Kinect. It's used for gaming these days, and like motion gaming, motion sensing gaming. So we use that to actually, trace their dance and annotate that in such a way that we can come up with a dance ontology. So that, like, if for
Mudras.
mudras, yeah. See, if like I have 10 routines, and in every all of those 10 routines, this particular mudra, there's one particular mudra that's coming again and again. So when I'd want to teach that dance form, I'd want to use that as a basic, mudra. So that can be done like easily using computer science and machine learning. So that's one example. And then we were discussing about annotations here, yesterday also. And we use annotated paintings where, like you have a painting, like when you go inside, you'd see these paintings. They have huge mythological background attached to it. We, being Indians, we know that mythological background, and for not for all of them, even a few of them, Mahabharata, Ramayana, we would know. But so the story which they have has the painting has a lot of contextuality attached to it. So what we did was we used audio and video tags. So when you hover, you have this image of the painting, and when you hover around the painting, you would get the audio feedback of the artist, describing the painting. Okay, this is what is happening over here. So here, this person, particular person, he sings. He has a song attached to all of these paintings. So yeah, so that kind of audio feedback and or plus textual data to explain what's actually going on in different languages and stuff. So things like that. So
Hi, my name is Shirish. I come from Pune, Maharashtra, and I basically work on free and open source software. I work on Linux to help out small businesses, non-profits, and small edge companies. Because the idea is that if you go the corporate way, it's very easy to have a Microsoft box and do whatever you need to do. But for ourselves, as well as people who actually want to do some things, to work with systems, you cannot work because all of that is privatized. It's been made by some company for some company. And the license which you get along with that software just says you can use it. You cannot modify it, you cannot do anything else with it. So that makes it very hard for people to do something on their own. So one way is that you go to some private company and say, okay, you make XYZ thing for me. But then again, you're always dependent on that company. And what if that company goes down? So free software is one way in which you make sure that you're not dependent on anybody else. So like how we do stuff or how I do stuff is we have a project, we make the project, we give the source code with them. So now how they want to take it forward is up to them. So that is a sustainable model. And then they're not dependent on us, so we can be free to move around. For example, coming here and being for 10 days, I don't have a worry. Because there are other people who can handle all of this. Anybody. As far as water is concerned, in Pune, because as he was pointing out, in 75 we had a 74 in fact. The dam which broke and had a lot of chaos. In Pune, there are a lot of people who still fear that may reoccur. So there is a certain understanding there, and now we actually have 3 or 4 dams, but even they are pretty big. So a lot of people feel that we should be having smaller dams, so that in case, if something goes wrong, the devastation would not be so much. But still, there are a lot of communities who are trying to do or work towards that. But still, I don't know that they have been able to find a way. And there's a lot of corporate stuff which is happening there. Very, very shady stuff. So
is there something happening other than damming, like rainwater harvesting?
There had been, the municipal corporation has been doing some stuff. They give some sort of a reduction in tax rates. House tax and whatnot.
Property.
If you do, on the property, if you do some sort of either rainwater harvesting or waste management or something or the other. And I just read this study just before coming, that in the last year at least, last couple of years, rainwater harvesting has nosedived in Pune. There's only like 5% of the population who are registered as having a house, whatever. They're just doing that, and 95% people are using this waste management systems to do this. And the reason for that is either we have not enough people who know water harvesting technology, or the prices are too high to do that. So somewhere or the other, there is some mismatch there. So in Pune, it has kind of gone down. There was a good thing which was happening some years ago, especially there's a place called Kothrud, where in Kothrud you have a lot of this housing colonies. Something like maybe about 200 or 300 odd houses together, and they have made a community water harvesting thing. So you have all this percolation tank right at the bottom, and you have all these different roofs from where it will come down and do things. But that has just stuck there. It has not really evolved. So, that's about it.